I want to start with a reading from Galatians 6, verses 1 through to 10. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Wow. Sounds so simple, doesn't it? So simple. But let's just come to the Lord before we start. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we need to remember that in your word we can find all the advice and instructions with your wisdom attached, Lord. And it makes life so much easier to do it your way the first time than to have to reset and rethink and then come on bended knees. But Lord, you love us anyway, and you're always willing to forgive us when we come back to you and ask for forgiveness. Your word tells us that you will not remember our sins once we have confessed them. You will forgive us them and enable us to walk without a heavy burden on our backs. And Lord, without that, we would never get anywhere. So Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness, and just pray to be with us now as we come around your word. In Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, "What Will You Reap Come Harvest Time?" You know, it's a question that most Christians can answer without hesitation. But there are those who still aren't sure. They're not even sure that there's a harvest time. But I'm sure, like me, many of you who drive will have been held up, crawling along behind, and become annoyed by the slow progress of our Lincolnshire taxis, or to give them their proper title, tractors. Well, we should not be surprised, should we, by the increase of tractors on the roads, especially when we think we're still in harvest time, when crops are being brought in from the fields. And the farmers have invested a lot of cash, both in seeds for the crops, but in fertilizers to grow it, workforce to bring it in. You know, they've had a lot of money invested, and if the harvest doesn't turn out well, a lot of them suffer financially. You know, but they don't just rely on their own labors. They rely on the Lord to provide water, to water their crops, and sun to provide heat to germinate the seeds in order that their crops grow and produce a bountiful harvest. Our farmers rely on their crops, and they need to harvest or get the harvest in at the right time to maximize their profits and to supply our supermarkets and shops with fresh produce. Our farmers supply the food for our tables, and without them, a lot of us would go hungry. Some of us could do with going a wee bit hungry now and then, put on too much weight. But you know, we need to be considerate the next time we get stuck behind a slow-moving tractor. And we need to just give thanks for the work that they're doing, and thanks to the Lord that they've got a harvest to bring in. And we need to remember just how much that we owe them and the Lord. It's important that farmers get a good price for all the work that they have committed to their harvest and their crops, because they need money to buy seeds to lay the next crop, plant the next seeds. And they need to do that. Why? To meet our demands, to keep us fed. The good news is, like us, they can rely on the Lord's promise, which he gives us in Genesis, right at the beginning, near enough, Genesis 8:22, which reads, "As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Now, when you've got a promise like that, you can afford to invest in the next crop, can't you? If you're without that promise, a lot of farmers, I don't think, would bother. I think they'd find another job, a safer job. It's a shame that many of us, though, don't appreciate always the importance of the farmer's labour. Some of us forget that the fruit and veg doesn't grow in the plastic bags that we buy from our supermarkets. Yes, seed time and harvest is important to keep our bodies fed so that we remain fit and healthy and are able to do all the things we want to do, whether it be enjoy football, rugby, Ireland won yesterday, brilliant, kayaking or boxing, whatever we want to do. You know, we need to be fit, don't we? But we need to remember that there is going to be a much more important harvest. Not just the one that nourishes our body, but one that's of more concern in regards our spiritual fitness, because that will affect our eternal destination. This is so important that Jesus gave his disciples, and if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then this applies to you also. I've used it many times before, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, the Great Commission, as you can read from Matthew 28:18-20. "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.'" Wow, what a promise. That implies to me that if you belong to Jesus, then you've been appointed to plant the seeds of the gospel. And the seeds of the gospel need to be planted if they're to produce a good harvest. We can read in Matthew 9:37-38. "Then," this is Jesus, "he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. The work will have, and it'll be difficult at times, and we as mere humans might feel it just cannot be done. You know, but that's when I think it's important that we take to heart what Scripture reminds us of when we look at Matthew 19 and 26, where we read, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. He made it quite clear to them, didn't he, in his promise. When we look at the last part of Matthew 28, 20b, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So you're never going to be on your own. The Holy Spirit is going to be there with you and in communication with the Son and the Father. You know, it's important to remember that without God's input, without his power, without his strength, without his guidance, and without his protection, we will struggle to maintain our walk in our daily lives. So it's important that we stay connected to our Heavenly Father. Now, I'm sure that we all realize that if we don't recharge our computers, our mobile phones, if we neglect to recharge them regularly, there is a great possibility, in fact it's inevitable, that when we come and need to use them, they will have lost their power. Not only will they have lost their power, they will have also lost their purpose, because without power, they're useless. They're just bits of plastic and gubbins. I don't know what goes into them. I'm not technically minded, you know. But they're not much use if they haven't got any power. The same applies to us. You know, if we neglect to plug into the power source, if we forget to come around God's Word and to read it, if we forget to maintain a daily contact with the Father through prayer, and we've got a great privilege to come. We've got the coverings of Christ's righteousness. They come before the Father in prayer without fear and trepidation and ask for his help. And he's always willing to do it. His word tells us that, doesn't it? Our Heavenly Father is always desiring to hear from his children. And he's always willing to give us a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. And we all need topped up from time to time. Especially, it doesn't matter what we're doing. If you're doing God's work, you're expending his power. And if you're expending the power, it needs to be replaced. Makes sense, doesn't it? So we've got to get back to him. Remember, if you belong to him, what Jesus says in John 15 and 16. And I love this verse. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Wow. You know, we need to remember that if we belong to the Lord, our job is to plant the seed of the gospel. As we read in the gospel in a nutshell, as I call it, and everybody, a lot of other preachers have called it in the past, John 3:16. Couldn't be any clearer. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Wow. And I like that, you know. Whoever So we've got no right to say, well, this person or that person, they've got no chance. Because whoever will accept God's Son, it's an open invitation. And it's one that a lot of people neglect and refuse. But a gift is only yours when you take possession of it, and it's only useful when you open it. Isn't it? There was a story I was told when I was a young boy in Sunday school, which is quite a long time ago. And it was about a retired company director. When he retired, he was given a gold watch. Wind-up gold watches, they were in them days, they weren't battery-operated. As a going-away present, all nicely engraved. And he put it into his china cabinet. He passed away. His son inherited the house. He looked at the watch, admired it for his lifetime. He passed away. The man's grandson, that other guy's son, inherits the house. He says, oh, that's a nice watch. I wonder if it works. He gets it out, tries to wind it up. The spring breaks. Why? Because it wasn't used. It wasn't used for the purpose it was designed. It wasn't maintained. And we can be the same if we don't maintain our spring. And the only way we can maintain our spring is to keep being in contact with the one who winds it up and gives us the power in the first place. We need to remember what Jesus answered his disciples in John 14:6, when he reminded them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We need to just keep that in mind. If we don't preach the gospel, if other people don't know that he is the only way, then are we carrying out our responsibility? You know, just like the farmers, all we've got to do is to sow the seed. Because that's all they do. They sow the seed, fertilize it. But it's up to the Lord how much rain and heat and what size of harvest they get. But we've got to remember that all we've got to do is sow the seed and leave it to the Lord to grow the harvest. Because we can't make anybody accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. No matter how long you stand and preach them, whether you hit them over the head with your Bible, you'll not knock it into them. You know, until the Holy Spirit actually gets involved and speaks into their heart, opens their eyes and their ears to see and hear what the Holy Spirit has got to say to them, will they get down on their knees and accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. You know, Revelations makes it quite clear in chapter 21, verse 27, what will happen if they don't accept Jesus. It says, nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wow. That's option one. But there are two options. The second option, if we look at Revelations 20 and verse 14, it makes it clear. The other option is, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Wow. My question to you this morning was the title that we started with. What will you reap come harvest time? If as yet you have not decided which option to choose, I pray that you will give it really some serious thought and choose option one, because there is no better advice that I was given. And I got advice from loads of people, loads of good pastors, loads of good teachers, Sunday school teachers, Christian mother, Christian father, Christian brothers. But it wasn't until the Holy Spirit touched me and brought me to my knees that I was able to accept the Lord and Savior as my own friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And that's a long time ago, longer than I've been married. It's something that I will never, ever be sorry about. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, because I would hate to think where I would be now without the Lord. You know, there's every time I think about it, there's songs that I've sung, "Where would I go but to the Lord?" They jump into my head, and I just want to praise his name. So I just want to leave you with that now. You know, if you haven't made the choice, it is worth giving it some serious advice and attention. And if you need any guidance, just talk to someone you know who knows the Lord. And I'm sure if you show your interest to them, they will be pleased to give you their time and lead you in the right direction. So let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your Son who went to the cross for each one of us. And Lord, we thank you for your promise that those who come to you in earnest, with honest, open hearts, will be accepted as your sons and daughters of the living God. And Lord, we just pray for those who haven't as yet accepted you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will work upon them, that the harvest will be bountiful when you either come. But Lord, we must be prepared, because some, just like in any harvest, some of the harvest is plucked before harvest time, and some of us will be reaped before harvest time, because we don't know how long we've got on this earth. We're only promised today and hope for tomorrow. So Lord, I just pray that they will consider the options and make the right choice, remembering that the time to act is when they receive the offer, accept the gift of your Son as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, I just pray that you bless us as we continue to lift your name on high with our songs and praise and our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.